שלום, אנחנו קוראים קטעים
Hello, we're reading selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of work above reason. We're in excerpt 75. You can find the study materials on our website and also on Galaxy if you click on the book icon.
כן, נתחיל.
Yes, let's start.
Excerpt 75 from the writings of Rambash. Why is the Torah called the middle line in the work too? Our sages said, the Creator said, I've created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah as a spice. It follows that the Torah that one engages in is so it will be a spice, meaning that through the Torah, he will be able to overcome the evil and walk on the path of chesed, mercy, called right. In that regard, it can be said that the Torah was given on the right, named after the action. In other words, it qualifies a person to walk on the right path. This is called the first discernment in the Torah, where right is called wholeness, when he feels no lack at all. The second discernment in the Torah is the left, called chokhmah. This is considered the chokhmah, or the wisdom of the Torah. In other words, once he already has the right, which is chesed, meaning faith above reason, and he believes in the Creator, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good, then he is rewarded with the giver of the Torah, called the wisdom of the Torah. As it is written, the Torah comes out of wisdom. In other words, once he believes that there is a giver of the Torah, this is the time to be rewarded with the Torah. It is known that the Torah comes out of chokhmah, and this discernment can be called left, meaning it comes after a person has been rewarded with the right, which is faith above reason, called covered chassadim. We'll read it again. Excerpt 75 from Rabash. Why is the Torah called middle line in the work too? Our sages said about that, the Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. It follows that the Torah that one engages in is so it will be a spice, meaning that through the Torah, he will be able to overcome the evil and walk on the path of chesed, mercy, called right. In that regard, it can be said that the Torah was given on the right, named after the action. In other words, it qualifies a person to walk on the right path. This is called the first discernment in the Torah, where right is called wholeness, when he feels no lack at all. The second discernment in the Torah is the left, called chokhmah, wisdom. This is considered the wisdom of the Torah. In other words, once he already has the right, which is chesed, meaning faith above reason, and he believes in the Creator, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good, then he is rewarded with the giver of the Torah, called the wisdom of the Torah. As it is written, the Torah comes out of wisdom. In other words, once he believes that there is the giver of the Torah, this is the time to be rewarded with the Torah. It is known that the Torah comes out of chokhmah. And this discernment can be called left, meaning it comes after a person has been rewarded with the right, which is faith above reason, called covered chassadim.
Well, I don't see questions. Meaning we have here two steps. I will read it again. The Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah as a spice. It turns out that the Torah that he engages in is so it will be a spice. Meaning that we engage in it in order to receive a spice, to receive correction. The food itself is called the will to receive. The spice that makes it edible is the intention in order to bestow, which we acquire through the Torah. As through the Torah, there will be the force to overcome the evil and walk on the path of chesed in order to bestow. As the whole desire, he used it in order to bestow, which is called right. And here we could say that the Torah was given on the right, after the action, which is completely in order to bestow, which qualifies him, person, to walk on the right path. It's all in giving. This is called the first discernment in the Torah, where right is called wholeness or perfection, when he feels no lack at all. He has no business with his will to receive, how much he receives, how much he doesn't. Just to bestow, to give, that's it. It's all white. And the second discernment in the Torah, as the Torah actually does all kinds of things, not just making of him bestowal alone. The Torah also grows his will to receive. It also shows him all his problems in him. The second discernment is the left, the chokhmah in the Torah, as while he already has the right, chesed, faith above reason, he believes in the Creator that leads the world as the good who does good only, then he's rewarded with the giver of the Torah. He starts to get to know the Creator, which is called the wisdom of Torah. After he believes that there is the giver of the Torah, meaning that he reveals him, it's a time to be rewarded with the Torah. He deserves it. And the Torah emerges from Chochmah, which is called left, which comes after a person was rewarded with the right, faith above reason, which is called covered chasadim. Yes. There are some questions. Well, let's see. I see that after what we did in the previous lesson, it's a little difficult to sort our heads to fit this direction for some reason. Okay, so Chaver.
Good morning, Rob. Can you explain what is covered chasadim?
Covered chasadim are chasadim that are covered from chokhmah. And revealed is where chokhmah is revealed within the chasadim. The light of chokhmah is revealed in the light of chasadim. At first you have covered chasadim, but we need to come to even revealed chasadim, where all the light of chokhmah is revealed in order to bestow. PT 29.
From this paragraph, when do we gain the Torah?
When we are rewarded with in order to bestow, and completely in order to bestow, then the light of Chochmah begins to be revealed. PT 12.
Rav, as a result of what is the deficiency born in a person?
I didn't hear.
What gives birth to the deficiency in the person?
What is a lack? How is the lack born in a person? From advancing. If he's not, then if it's not advancing, there's no deficiency. He has a beastly just food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge.
How from a state of wholeness suddenly a deficiency is born? There is wholeness on the right, and then suddenly
the lower degree ends, and the upper degree begins from Malchut, from a deficiency. Here too, in our lifetime, if I completed a certain job, a certain work, I came to a certain knowledge or something, then I start to discover what else I'm lacking. It's always that way. Or you could say 2 feet that we walk on. It's always left and right. The filling and the deficiency are involved in one another. Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Dear teacher, these two stages that we're reading about here, where at first we connect in the 10 on the right line, rising above ourselves, what does it mean that we attain the giver of the Torah on the second stage?
We start becoming similar to the Creator in the quality of bestowal. In the first action, we just don't receive anything for ourselves, other than necessity in order to sustain ourselves. But in the second action, other than that, we can help others emerge out of ourselves to pass on to them the upper force. And then to that extent, we begin to be similar to the Creator, and then we begin to get to know Him, to understand Him, to feel Him, to adhere to Him in practice. That's the second step.
What does it mean helping others exit themselves? The friends in the 10? And how in this action am I similar to the Creator and discovering the Creator? What's that quality we discover between us?
We discover the measure of bestowal, the measure of bestowal in force that I receive from above, as from the above, and I'm the one in between, in the middle, and I pass it on to the lower ones, the others. So I act as an act of bestowal between the Creator and them, and that's how I adhere myself to the Creator.
And this is what's called revealing light of Chokhmah?
If I give to others through me, then that's already the light of Chokhmah. Haifa 3.
So the Torah becomes a spice only when a person merits their feeling of the Creator from the spiritual work?
Yes, otherwise it's not a spice, it's just correction. Hebrew 10.
Rav, question. The 10 decided about a few things, coming to the lesson, being on time for preparation, opening the webcam, joining activities, etc. The question is, demand from the friends in the 10, is that called the left line?
No. No. According to your actions, without relating to the light, to the Creator, you can't say left or right. But what does it matter? You will know that later. For the time being, yes?
Yeah, the question is, some friends are saying, don't awaken the left line, why are you judging the friends? If we made agreements in the 10...
If you decided a certain rules of engagement in the 10, then you can demand it later from each and every one. What does it have to do with left and right here?
PT 31.
PT
31. Our common study together, the whole world, please, is that called engaging in the Torah?
Yes, we are drawing the reforming light called Torah. And then we are rewarded with the revelation of degrees of revelation of the Creator, which is also called Torah. That's called the Torah of the corrected light, and then the Torah as the revealing light. In the Torah, there are several. Well, in all 4 degrees, we have this. Yes, Michael.
Rav, it's not clear to me from the excerpt what's the order here, because he speaks first of all about right, then left, and you answered a friend that right is when the degree is completed and then a new degree begins on the left.
If I have right, which is chassadim, it's according to the lights. So the right is chassadim, then I then move to the left in order to extend to the light of chassadim, the light of chokhmah.
But it's already from a different degree?
No, in the same degree. If in the beginning, well, in the beginning we work only with the kilim of chagat, which is chassadim, and then in the kilim of nihi, which is the kilim of reception, and we receive the light of chokhmah in order to bestow.
Yeah, but we also say that the work begins from the darkness, or that's unrelated.
No, it starts from darkness, so what? Until we reach the light of chassadim. But then, in the light of chassadim, we continue, we extend the light of chokhmah. We awaken ourselves the desire to receive. But that's already under our control. Let's continue.
We'll continue with excerpt 76. This is from Rabash. What placing the Hanukkah candle on the left means in the work. We can see that the whole basis is founded entirely on faith, that only by faith is it possible to emerge from exile. We should not mind our reason, although a person is judged according to it. But when a person has the intellect to see his true state, it enables him to go above reason. In other words, one cannot go above reason without the help of the Creator. But if he sees that with reason he can advance, he does not need his help. And the main thing that is required of a person is to achieve his own completeness, meaning to be rewarded with Naranchai of Neshama. This comes specifically by needing the Creator. Our sages said about it, one who comes to purify is aided. And the Zohar says, how is he aided? With a holy soul. When one is born, he is given a soul from the side of a pure beast. If he is rewarded, he is given ruach, etc. This is why it is a great thing when a person needs the Creator to help him, since one's salvation is in being given greater powers from above. And by receiving new powers each time, meaning a new soul, in the end he will receive the whole of the Naranchai that belong to the root of his soul. It follows that a miracle implies something that a person cannot obtain. That is, it is impossible for one to obtain it unless through a miracle from above. Only in this way it is called a miracle.
Again,
excerpt 76, what placing the Hanukkah candle on the left means in the work. We can see that the whole basis is founded entirely on faith, that only by faith is it possible to emerge from exile. We should not mind our reason, although a person is judged according to it. But when a person has the intellect to see his true state, it enables him to go above reason. In other words, one cannot go above reason without the help of the Creator. But if he sees that with reason he can advance, he does not need his help. And the main thing that is required of a person is to achieve his own completeness, meaning to be rewarded with Naran Chai of Neshama. This comes specifically by needing the Creator. Our sages said about it, one who comes to purify is aided. And the Zohar says, how is he aided? With a holy soul. When one is born, he is given a soul from the side of a pure beast. If he is rewarded more, he is given ruach, etc. This is why it is a great thing when a person needs the Creator to help him. Since one's salvation is being given a greater powers from above, and by receiving new powers each time, meaning a new soul, in the end, he will receive the whole of the Naran Chai that belong to the root of his soul. It follows that a miracle implies something that a person cannot obtain. That is, it is impossible for one to obtain it unless through a miracle from above. Only in this way is it called a miracle.
Well, where are the questions? Just Italy one?
Ita one.
Cos'è il patto della decina?
What is the covenant in the ten?
That we are obliged to strengthen one another until no one will fall from the degree of faith into the degree of feeling and knowledge, that we will all sustain ourselves in faith, meaning in bestowal. And the ten can hold us this way. So we will really want to be in this, be capable of constantly asking from the Creator to hold us above our egos, above our will to receive and our egotistical habits. Because we want to constantly fall, the Creator arranges for us a worse and worse will to receive, and it's more difficult, and it's really hard, and we're constantly kind of between life and death, either fall into it or rise above it. And here, we need to constantly be in the air. And here the group must give us the strength so that with the group we will adhere to the Creator and thus keep ourselves from falling to reason, but to remain above reason, to be above the desire, above the egoistic emotional calculation. Not to fall into our feelings and enjoy all kinds of things. Food, sex, family, money, honor, and knowledge. Rise above those. Okay?
Latin 5. Latin 5.
Rav, a che se deve dire che una persona è scusga...
Rav... What is needed for a person to go above his reason, to justify above his reason?
He needs to constantly feel that his group, his ten, is pressing him and holding him and not letting him fall. That's it. And we need to constantly try and depict to oneself that if he leaves the ten, if he isn't strengthened with them and the Creator, that he's falling to death. To death. That's how he needs to depict it to himself. All the pleasures that he's drawn to.
He needs to ask again. We didn't hear.
Con fe por encima de la razón, ya no podemos ser juzgados.
Whether faith above reason, with faith above reason, it's can one justify?
I don't understand that. I don't understand.
Latin 4.
Buenos días. ¿Qué significa un milagro en la espiritualidad?
What's the meaning of miracle in spirituality?
A miracle in spirituality is above nature, above the spiritual nature. Not according to the order of cause and consequence, not according to what we learned, that when something happens that we cannot... It can't be that it happens, and it happens. Africa. That's called a miracle. Africa.
Our question is, what is in the spice that makes the food edible? Are we allowed to know what is in the spice?
The spice is what gives us the possibility to use the will to receive. It's called the intention in order to bestow. Tel Aviv 10.
What are the pleasures that separate us from the 10 in spirituality?
Every pleasure in order to receive separates me from the 10.
Spiritual pleasures or?
It doesn't matter which kind. PT 22.
Rav, what do we need to do to reach a state where one who comes to purify is aided?
We need to try with all our might to bring ourselves closer to mutual bestowal in the 10, and then we will be rewarded with a state in which the Creator will assist us.
Moscow free.
Раф, каббалист говорит и пишет из состояния единства.
The Kabbalist says and writes from a state of unity, if I understand correctly. Now, here we're talking about a person who comes to purify. Does that mean that the state is unity in the 10?
I don't quite understand what you're asking, but the thing is that each person in the 10, who works in the 10, works in purification, in correction. Bulgaria 1.
Bulgari.
Раф, правильно ли я понимаю, что каждое наслаждение для себя мечтают создать экран?
Do I understand correctly that every pleasure for myself prevents me from building this screen?
Correct.
Dear Rav, ¿qué es un alma sagrada y si no podemos llegar a eso?
What is a holy soul, and can we achieve it?
If I correct my will to receive, where I don't receive to myself for my own pleasure. That's called tzimtzum, restriction, where I do everything in order to bestow to others. It's called in order to bestow. Accordingly, I can receive light within the desire, in the intention in order to bestow. This light is called the holy soul. That's it.
Rav,
what does it mean that a person is given greater powers from above and a new soul?
He's given the force of the Masach so he'll be able to overcome his will to receive and be in order to bestow. And in the corrected will to receive with the intention to bestow, he can discover his spiritual state, the upper world. PT 2.
Yeah, Gershon has a mic problem. He wants to ask, what does it mean not to leave the ten?
Not to leave the ten, not to leave being caring, concerned for the others. That means to not leave the ten, not to leave one's concern for the friends. PT 25.
Shalom. Shalom. עניין של נס, שוב, אתה נגעת בנושא, אבל שוב אני רציתי קצת לברר לגבי נס.
שלמה, שלמה, לי שאלה, שאלה.
יפה. שלמה, straight to the question.
Yeah, there are no miracles. We do everything through effort and labor. And in order to attain the result. And there's no result. We don't see the result. So what's the miracle? How do you feel the miracle? What is it? What is to be rewarded with the miracle?
Oh, say it better. How do I get rewarded with a miracle?
Right.
So what do I need to do to be rewarded with a miracle? You need to reach love of others. That's it. That's the condition. To have a miracle, it's considered not according to the order of the degrees. We all of a sudden receive what I'm not supposed to receive. According to my desire, I don't receive what I'm supposed to. The intention to bestow that I receive upon it opens a place and brings me from above the new state, which is called a miracle. That's it.
I can feel in my feeling that if it's not good, it's painful.
I don't know what you're saying. You're talking about something that doesn't exist in reality. Are you connecting with your friends? Are you connecting with them? Are you willing to be with them together? Do you feel that you're with your will to receive? As I put him before me always, and that you need to, this sin that's before you that you need to deal with all the time, this desire, you want to overcome it all the time, and you're doing it under the condition that you adhere to the friends. Do you feel those things that are happening to you? Then you are preparing a place for the revelation of the miracle, for the revelation of the Creator, the miracle of the Exodus from Egypt. What is that? Where you come to a state where you rise above your ego.
Yeah, it's clear. Thank you.
The rest asked. Let's continue.
So, excerpt number 77, this is from Rabash's article, why are four questions asked specifically on Passover night? It follows that the Tzimtzum and concealment were made to benefit the lower one. Thus, there is no point in asking about providence. Why is the Creator treating us as it seems to us? For we do not see the good, and we suffer in exile, poverty, and so on. In other words, everyone complains about why the Creator behaves with undisclosed guidance toward us, that it is only good. For this reason, it is forbidden to slander His guidance, the way He behaves with the creatures. Instead, we must believe with faith above reason that it should be precisely as we see it. And concerning what we feel, we should walk in the ways of Torah, as the sages have instructed us how to behave with all these feelings that we feel, and to say about them with faith above reason, they have eyes and see not.
שעיניים להם ולא יראו.
זו העבודה שלנו, שאנחנו לא מצפים.
This is our work. We don't expect anything except for justifying the Creator every step along the way, in every different state that we have, and only yearn for that. I don't want anything but this. For me, this is called the payment, the reward. If I can bless the Creator for every single moment, to bless from all my heart, from all that I have, not demand anything, but to have the possibility of thinking and feeling that I am under His good providence. Not from it doing good to me in some way, but from me not cursing Him. That's it. So let's try and do that. It's very important. Yes, Michael.
This justification, can we reach complete justification only from the power of love of others, of sensing others?
Yes, otherwise you won't have a kli. You can't justify the Creator on your behalf alone. It's only for a point. You don't reach Him. You don't grasp Him. You need to expand from your point, your kli, to open up. To open up is only by the 10.
So it's like I'm going against the Creator until He gives me the power of loving others so I can justify.
Why against?
Not against. I'm demanding it from Him because otherwise I can't succeed.
But first do something so that you will demand. It's like the person that is carrying a bag on his shoulder and is asking to be helped. If he already started, then he can cry and they'll help him. If he didn't start, then no one helps him. That's why we need to truly, with all our strength, that's why every day I ask, what's with the tens? Are you feeling day after day that you are in more connection in your tens? This is very important, because without that, you won't have where to discover spirituality. Spirituality is revealed in 10 friends, and that's it. It may not be exactly 10, a little less, a little more, but a group. Yes.
Can we say that this feeling that you ask about in our tent, for instance, I feel that we have more need for help, that we can't actually connect or something, that we are in some sort of a dead end, but we're together.
So why aren't you asking?
Asking, not with all the power possible, because there is some hope, I guess, that we'll succeed on our part.
To do on your behalf is considered to ask. There's nothing other than that. Stop doing all that you think, except for this common request to the Creator. I'm telling you, and that's it. And you will see how this draws you forward. And you will succeed. Bulgaria. What's going on with them today?
Bulgaria.
Ну, когда мы критикуем или проявляемся критикой левой линии, мы не оправдаем Творца.
When we draw criticism and left line, we don't justify the Creator. How to work with that? When we say we're using white gloves and we have criticism,
the Creator is giving us such states, so that we will truly find ourselves in states that we're not satisfied from Him and His providence. He does this on purpose to us, so that we will rise above that feeling. We feel that feeling inside our will to receive. We want to be above our will to receive, and to justify Him. How to justify? Since what He gives us, which is bad, is assistance, so that we will rise above this bad. To Him, to the Creator. If it was good for us in the will to receive, we wouldn't be able to disconnect from it. Do you understand what help we're getting? This is called a help against Him. So on the contrary, we rise above our will to receive when the Creator gives us that bad feeling. And then, we come to the Creator and ask Him, help us, let us adhere to You through the ten, to You, and thank You very much for giving us that bad feeling in our will to receive. Without that, we wouldn't have been able to disconnect from that bad. If it was good, we wouldn't be able to disconnect. This is how it works. But it's okay. It works out. Everything works out. PT9.
There's a feeling that it might be the ego.
Okay.
There's a feeling that if there's a feeling that every day we have a better connection with the group, it can be the ego. How can you be sure it's the right feeling?
You will check it inside the society with the friends. Examine it, and you'll see. And also, I rely on you. I trust you. You're okay. We're advancing.
Focus group.
So have the focus group?
No focus.
Is there a sign besides the appearance of frictions in the ten that we are advancing?
And also each and every one can check how much his will to receive draws him, sucks him in, pulls him by his feet in to his will to receive, in place of going out and incorporating in the ten. PT 18.
We say that the prayer has to be accurate, precise. What am I asking for? What am I yelling about? Here he says the answer is a miracle, something that is beyond what I can see. So what's the precision about the prayer here?
The precision in the prayer is where I want to incorporate in the friends and lose myself there. And I'm asking the Creator to help me do that. Because first of all, I need to adhere to the friends, from the love of the friends, of the created beings, to the love of the Creator. Let Him help me do that stage first. Zichron.
Zichron.
Boker tov.
Good morning. The question is, do we also need to justify Him on the right line, or we need to shorten the time to reach the prayer?
To justify, well, I can justify everything. The question is how much I adhere to the ten. This is left and this is right. You know, it can always bring forth confusions. I just want to adhere to them more and to serve them. To serve them. Let's say you today are with us. Zichron, thank God. Even though you said the question, you did a great favor. Where is everyone? Make sure that everyone will be there. Care for that, so that we see the whole big group. That's the concern that needs to be, that we're all together. I know that there are such tens that are coming and are truly coming and checking and feeling like they're all connected that way. And this has to be a very important concern. That's where we begin. Haifa
3. Good morning, Rav. What is the universal practical level in the 10 when we are a collection of different desires?
What does that have to do with desires? Connection has nothing to do with desires. You won't be able to bend each and every one so that they will think like the other. Just like their partsufim are not equal, so are their desires and thoughts not equal. Of course, but the intention to connect in order to attain the Creator, the extent in which we are different, and specifically that difference will be revealed more and more.
Another question, if I may. What's not happening in the work of the 10? If something happened like a left line yesterday, can it be treated today, or we always have to look forward?
It could be that you can learn from yesterday. But check it. I can't say like this, just like that, about everything. But check, it's possible that you can.
Florida. Thank you.
Florida. And Sheila.
Oh, is there no question there?
In all of my 10, I see that my 10, and we, with me, of course, together with them, we are advancing to the work of the desire to bestow. But again, I discover the will to receive more and more in depth. What does it mean?
By the egoistic desire growing in each and every one of us, if we rise above it and adhere to the 10, by this we raise the whole 10 up.
Кавказ.
Оправдание Творца. В чем оно выражается конкретно?
How is the justification of the Creator being expressed specifically?
I justify the Creator in every single thing, in every moment in my life, and everything, no matter where I am and what's going on. I have to always feel that the Creator is with me, and I am going with Him, and I want even more to adhere to Him. Though I shall go in the valley of death, I shall not fear, because you're with me. French.
Bonjour Rav. Durant les leçons, quelle est la pensée et le sentiment?
Hello Rav. During the lesson, what's the feeling and thought we need to hold on to so the ego doesn't deflect us?
To the extent in which I rise above my ego in the lesson, the more I integrate in the 10 and altogether in the whole kli, that is, the deeper I feel the matter, and even though I don't feel the matter so much, I draw upon myself more of the reforming light. That's why it's very important before the lesson to already begin to incorporate with everyone in order to, through this whole world kli, draw the reforming light. And to the extent in which I draw it, the more I integrate, incorporate in this whole kli. Meaning, on one hand, I want to draw it upon myself, the reforming light, and on the other hand, when do I do this? When I am inside of this big kli.
Kiev 2. Kiev 2.
Доброе утро, Рав. Скажите, пожалуйста, мы в десятке должны прийти к одинаковому выяснению.
Good morning, Rav. Can you please say, do we need to reach the scrutinies in the 10 in the same way with regards to prayer or everyone on his degree?
You can compose a prayer in your 10, which includes all the opinions and reasons. Of course, each will add something specific of his that he can emphasize, and that's very well, that's fine. That is okay. Who wasn't yet? Who didn't ask yet? Tbilisi.
Вопрос от товарища. Раскрытие света происходит внутри всей десятки или восприятие?
A question from a friend. Revelation of the light is something that happens across the whole 10, or it's the perception of the person who builds the 10 according to his bestowal?
This is usually a person who's in the 10 draws the light. The light comes to the whole 10, and each of the 10, to the extent in which he participates in drawing the light and adhesion between everyone, receives it as well. Who didn't we have yet? PT 32, I think, wasn't yet. Yes.
Can a friend in the 10 demand something from his friends in the 10, or the demand should really only be aimed at the Creator?
If it is towards organizing together, he can talk to them and demand, certainly. But eventually, it needs to be aimed towards the Creator, with which we come to closeness to the Creator, or more closeness to the Creator. And that's it, yes? I think all the rest already were.
There are more Petach Tikva questions. 23.
They weren't yet? Well, okay. PT
33. Rav, question from Oren Leibovich from our 10. You said that every day the 10 has to feel more connected. How can we know if we're advancing to connection in the 10 if many times the progress appears as hatred and conflict and not connection?
Why? I don't understand where this is coming from. What separation? What hatred? If it comes from the Creator, I understand. But just like that, why is this coming to you? I don't understand why you feel hatred, rejection. This comes to great Kabbalists. Not like you. Or are you already great? I don't know. Then rejoice from the fact that you have such a rejection that you want to kill each other like the students of Rabbi Shimon. You're already there. You're already such. Wow. So what are you complaining about? They didn't complain. They knew that it was from that degree, and it was so that they will connect. So let's rejoice that we have in Petach Tikva such a group that are already in hatred, mutual hatred that's so strong, like the students of Rabbi Shimon. Nice. If only Leibovich at its head, yes? Well, then certainly.
Rav, we also have Italy 2 and Santiago.
Yes, where? Italy 2.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Buongiorno.
Perché non sono
capace
di chiedere per gli amici?
Why I can't ask for the friends?
Ata lo nisita.
you didn't try? You need to constantly try. You constantly need to think, how do I advance the 10? Because my life is in that. That's my kli. That's my soul. I don't think about my soul. If I'm not thinking about my 10, I'm thinking about my body, my egoistic body. That's it. What's with you? Either the group or death. One of the two. Santiago.
No. Santiago.
Well, Santiago, ask. What are they saying that they don't hear?
They're telling their friend that they cannot hear him there.
Of course.
No.
Well. Well, correct your microphone. What can we do? Who should we ask more? Tell me.
Well, we have the Chavarim group.
I didn't ask Chavarim yet? Oh, Chavarim. There's Chaver and there's Chavarim. Very well. Well, Chavarim. These are probably the Chavarim that united together became a Chaver. Well, Chavarim.
Rav, thank you for the example of the prayers that you gave us before. I have a question about that. There's the personal prayer that comes from me to the Creator. This I understand. But the prayer that needs to form in the 10, in some meeting of the 10, and with that prayer we need to turn. So,
you need to open a piece of paper, a page, on a virtual page, a document, and on that document you have to every day write a few lines with your address to the Creator. We talked about this. So do this, please. Today, tomorrow, the next day, every day. We're each adding one, wrote a sentence. The second adds a sentence. The third adds a sentence. Until there will be as many friends as there are sentences. No more than one sentence from each. But every day, it has to happen.
This should be just a sentence. Everyone writes his address to the Creator.
You will see what the others are writing, and you will join them. How you think from you, of yours, how you would add to this. Okay? Free.
Is it correct to measure my level of bestowal to the extent that I can justify the friends?
Correct. It's possible. To the extent in which I justify my friends, I could say that to that extent I am bestowing to them. I'm giving to them. I am above my ego. Yes. Okay, who didn't yet? Well, help me. PT23 we didn't have yet? Well, let's say PT23.
Rav, hello. First, thank you for an amazing lesson. Question. Do I need to look for pleasure in bestowing to the friends, or do I need to ask of the Creator the power to be able to continue bestowing to the 10 without pleasure?
Continue to bestow to the 10 with all the pleasures and let them be. And that's what I want to say also relative to what you're saying. Amazing lesson. I am not doing the lesson. You are doing the lesson. I can talk and sing and I don't know what. The dance on the table. It won't help if you are not adding your spirit to it. That's why you're saying amazing lesson. It's because today you are a little more enthusiastic, a little bit more connected, and then it turns out that we have a better lesson. What's a better lesson? Because we feel that it's warming us up, it's connecting us, it's uniting us, we're coming more to connection, to the willingness of being one kli for one creator.
You said that preparation for the lesson is the most important thing. We wanted to invite you and the World Kli to join us in our daily World Kli lesson prep at 5 a.m. Israeli time on Zoom. We prepare 2 a.m. Israeli time on Zoom every day. We go over the lesson materials, the workshop. Every day. We have it in four languages. We've been doing it for about 3 years now.
Good. How do I enter this? I don't know. I will ask. Send me a link to my email. I'll connect to you. We agreed.
אני לא יודע, סביבה טובה, תשלח לי לינק.
I don't know, סביבה טובה, send me a link. We'll be together. Okay, friends, what's left?
Well, we can move to the excerpts.